okay? I love everybody. I love my man Shannon. I love Monica McNutt. Hell, I even love Molly today. I love everybody because my New York Knicks. Did you see him? Did you see him, y'all? Did you see what? Did you see Jalen Brunson? Did you see him? You understand? I told y'all, even out here in LA, New York stand up. New York stand up. It's three down. It's one to go. It's over. The New York Knicks going to the conference finals. Step one will be completed tomorrow night. And then after that, I'm just gonna look at your shit and I'm gonna say, what's up? What's up? First shakes in the house.
Go New York, go New York.
Go New York, go New York, go! Whoa!
Oh, here we are, this camera. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into First Take. Thank you for being with us here on the East Coast with Monica McNutt. I know she's happy about that result. Stephen A. and Shannon on the West Coast. SA, you had a good weekend or what?
It's been lovely. Mm-hmm. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great.
You all right, man?
Yeah.
You all right, man?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to see you because after the Lakers went down 3-0, I couldn't
Saturday
find you. I put an APB out
did
for
you. Did you see Saturday night?
And then they won Saturday night.
Okay.
And then I got a call Saturday night. I couldn't find them for the 3 days before, but I got a call Saturday night after they won a game. Boy, but it's all right. All is forgiven because you see my Knicks. You see my Knicks. That's all I want to know.
Y'all did it.
What's up, Eminem? How you doing, Monica McNutt? How you doing, girl?
I'm fantastic. Good morning,
you
gentlemen.
You should be fantastic.
Shannon, how are
you doing?
You
should be fantastic.
Molly, I'm doing great. Monica, are you a Knicks or are you a Sixers?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Knicks. Yeah, Monica.
Knicks. Do you not? You know my job? I'm the radio voice of New York Knicks on 98.7
ESPN. Oh, okay.
Don't ask me that question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Y'all ain't got no fans.
Dolan watching.
The Knicks fans took over. Wells Fargo.
We took over everything. Wells Fargo.
Did you grow
we
up
took
a
over.
Wizards
we
team?
Took over.
Wizards
we took over.
Her home team is
the Washington.
Shannon. Her home team's the Wizards, though.
Yeah.
She went to Georgetown. Home team's the Wizards.
You know what? That's what I was thinking, Monica. That's what I thought. I read somewhere you were Wizards fans because you Georgetown and that.
Yep.
My bad.
The home team.
Molly, we do. We do have an obligation before we start the show to point out this brother right here rocking the suit. You should have seen the modeling in the damn green room prior to. You know what I'm saying?
Shannon,
it's like
ready.
That. The suit game is tight today.
It looks
the
great.
Suit game is tight today. I give it to him. I give it
I
to
like
him.
It. I like the pink with the blue.
Something like
a little spring, right? All right, guys, let's get it going. Honestly, what a game. It was stressful, wild. Clearly, Jalen Brunson's playoff rust is over. He set multiple Knicks franchise playoff records and powered his team to a thrilling 97-92 victory over the 76ers in game four of their first round series behind a 47-point 10 assist performance. All a remarkable turnaround from the opening two games of the series when Brunson combined to shoot 16 for 55 from the field. SA, what did Brunson prove with that performance?
Go New York, go New York, go. 1-3 now. 3-1 to go. Yes.
Okay, so you kind of answered my question right there, Stephen A. You're pretty fired up with his performance, but I'm going to ask it one more time. What did Brunson prove with that performance to you, Mr. Smith?
I think an argument could be made, Eminem, Shay Shay, that over the last 15, 20 years maybe, I mean, I won't say that's bigger than LeBron going to Miami or L.A. I won't say it's bigger than Kevin Durant going to Golden State. Those ended up in championships.
Mm-hmm.
But let me omit those two categories, and I'll challenge anybody to tell me a better pickup in free agency than what Jalen Brunson has meant to the New York Knicks, arguably in the last 20 years. I can't think of it. That brother put on a show yesterday. And by the way, one of the things, and I mean, they played this on television last night. Before the game, Shannon, I said, Jalen Brunson's going to drop 40-plus. and it's going to be a grind, but the New York Knicks are going to close this bad boy out. They go up 3-1, and they go back to the Garden to close it out Tuesday night. And needless to say, your boy Stephen A. Smith, to be exact. I was absolutely right. The man put on a show. He was absolutely spectacular. What? Can't say enough about him. Herky-jerky moves, stop and go, hesitation, pull up Jay's threes, getting into the lane at will, drawing fouls, making Tobias Harris look silly, you know, going around over Joel Embiid. I mean, everything you could think of, this brother has done. Mitchell Robinson is out of the game, okay? OG Anunoby deserves a lot of credit because of what he did with his performance defensively, holding Embiid to 1 point in the fourth quarter. What? On 0 for 5 shooting from the field. I can't say enough about it, but this is about Jalen Brunson and the show that brother put on. A top 5 candidate for league MVP on his Shea Shea. He was spectacular.
And that's what he showed you.
That's right.
He showed you why he's a top 5 candidate for the MVP. He showed you why the Knicks are where they are was because of him. He's more than worthy of having his own team. He was never going to be this in the shadows of Luka. No matter how well they played together, no matter how far they went in the Western Conference, he needed his own team. He took the game over. Think about what he's doing. An undersized guard. He's going up against Nicholas Batum, 6'8". He's going against Oubre, a 6'7" guy. He's going against Tobias Harris, a 6'8", a 6'9" guy. And over and over and over again, he's able to get to the rim. He's able to get to his mid-range. He's going to get to his dominant side, that left hand, and even put some shots up over Joel Embiid because Joel Embiid has no lift. He's playing on that one leg. He was sensational, and you're going to be hard-pressed to find a guy his size, especially current that's in the playoffs, that's going to play better than what you saw yesterday. The Sixers knew, Stephen A., Jalen Brunson wasn't going to be 16 or 50 for the rest of the playoffs. Those are the games that you have to steal when their best player is struggling. Because they didn't steal game one, they didn't steal game two, you knew they were going to be in trouble, especially if he got it going. And he got it going. He's so difficult because of all the things that you said. The herky-jerky. He can shoot the three ball. He can get to the mid-range. He can finish once he gets in the paint and draw contact. He's strong through contact. He was sensational yesterday. They don't win this game. They're not even in this position. He was the one guy that they could ill afford to lose and still be in this position. You saw they lost Julius Robinson, and here they are. Mitchell Robinson was gone for an extended period of time. Here they are. He was the one guy that they could not lose and still be in this position. Yeah. He's the reason. Yeah, other guys chipped in. Josh Hart has 17 rebounds. We know what he represents. But the heart and soul, the heartbeat for the – I don't know if they've had a guy like this – from an offensive standpoint, you got to go back to the Bird Dog, Bernard King, to have a guy that could put the ball into the basket.
I mean, Melo could, too. Carmelo did. Bernard King, yes. Those two.
But you're talking about a guy that's 6 foot tall.
I know.
6 foot tall. I know. No quick. Doesn't have Kyrie handles. He doesn't have Allen Iverson or Derrick Rose quickness. He's just a steady body.
That's right. Go ahead, Eminem.
Gentlemen, I mean, y'all nailed it. I will add this. I know we tentatively have the Olympic roster, and just in case there are, any injuries, any availabilities, Jalen Brunson.
Well, we know there will be. We know they will because Kawhi's on the team. It's a given that an injury is there.
I did not mean to get you going. I was just putting it out there.
Go ahead.
But Jalen Brunson should be the first up in terms of filling an Olympic team roster spot. For me, Shannon. I think he's having that level of a year, and I think he impacts winning in that way. All of the things that you guys just mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. I think the thing that goes a little bit underrated is Jalen Brunson has stepped into this role because of his preparation. He always says that the magic is in the work. But if Julius Randle was still healthy, right? Jalen Brunson has no problem sharing the basketball, right? He's going to do whatever this team needs to do to win. And I think that's what you're seeing. He has talked about all of the things that you just mentioned in terms of his counterpart, Shannon. Guys having height, quickness, strength, all of these things that are supposed to be advantages. And all he has ever done is remain true to his craft and true to the work in terms of figuring out ways in order to beat those types of opponents. And that's what he's done. And he is just a perfect match for head coach Tom Thibodeau for this Knicks team. I think an underrated element in winning, y'all, it's not always about the talent. It's about the clarity, right? Jalen Brunson has the talent, but the Knicks as a team and a franchise have tremendous clarity. There is no doubt. Who do you trust in the clutch? Who is this play going to run through? Who is going to make the call? And it is always going to be number 11. And the rest of that team has done an incredible job through this playoffs and down the stretch of the regular season of stepping into their role with the utmost professionalism and being prepared to answer the call when their numbers are called. So to me, you are looking at someone that you should be very confident in building your franchise around moving forward without a doubt.
There's no argument here. No argument whatsoever. And not only that, listen, I had to stop Leon Rose and give him props for the great job that he has done. There is no question about that. What I will say to you, however, is this. Jalen Brunson, if you need a point guard for Team USA, fine. If you need another shooter, another scorer, it's Kyrie. Mm-hmm. That's what I would tell you. That is the answer to that question. It's Olympic competition as opposed to NBA competition. You know, different stuff comes along with that, and you never know how effective that would be in terms of the personnel you're surrounded by in Olympic competition, in my estimation. Jalen Brunson has been sensational. He's big time. Point guard again, no problem. But if I need a pure scorer out there in Olympic competition, I'm going with Kyrie all day, every day.
Because it is Olympic competition and it is a smaller window to develop chemistry and all those other things and be willing to make sacrifices and all of that, I got to respectfully disagree personally.
Wait, you're talking about making sacrifices and all that. I get your point about that. I mean,
yeah. I'm going with Kyrie, too, because this Kyrie is not the same Kyrie that started off in Brooklyn.
That's true.
The Kyrie that was in Boston, the Kyrie that was in Cleveland. Right. This Kyrie, give me him.
And by the way, life is different in Texas. You can't get away with stuff in Texas like you get away with another part.
All right, let's
get to the Philly side because there was no home court advantage for the Sixers. Did you see the New York fans flock to the city of brotherly love to keep the energy up for their squad? Stephen A. was one of them flocking down there, leaving Joel Embiid pretty frustrated with the Philly faithful. Here's Embiid on the Sixers fans.
Disappointing. I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate, and I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen.
Shay, starting with you on this one. Do you agree with Embiid calling out Sixers fans?
I mean, he called them out in the most subtle way possible. This shouldn't happen. But when you got a Nick, you got a fan base that's as rabid, and they feel they got something to sink their teeth into. For the first time in a long time, this Knicks fan base believe that this Knicks team can go far. Whereas before, they're like, they're the eights. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to do anything. Jalen Brunson got this team to the number, two seed? So they're starting to feel, and that's a short jump. I mean, what is that? The Amtrak, the Acela? I've been on the Acela.
I couldn't believe it. That's public transportation.
Hold up. Look at Shannon knowing about the Acela.
You don't have a separate Shannon Sharp car? What is happening?
Look at you, Shannon.
Oh, my goodness.
Stephen A. went Hollywood, but look at you riding the train. I'm impressed. The expensive train, but I'm impressed.
Yeah, moving through,
about an hour and 30-minute ride.
Yeah. Shannon's still down to earth.
Nice car. You know, I'm chilling in the back.
They don't know.
That's not here to see Monica.
You and Molly,
there y'all go. Nobody need to know that. I was just throwing it out there that the seller, I knew what it was. Right. But y'all had to put my business in the street. Because it's a short ride, because the Knicks are playing so well, absolutely. And the Philly fans like, you know what? If I sell my tickets to the playoff games, I'll be able to afford the season tickets all next year. That's a pretty good trade-off. Mm. One game for 41 games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here you go. Yeah. And that's what happened. Right, right. The Knicks fans are going to, Sorry, Philly. It is what it is. That happens. Sometimes the Steelers, they take over your building. The Cowboys, they take over your building. The Packers, they take over your building. Yeah. When the fan base is as rabid as the Knicks are, and they're playing as well as they are, Stephen A., this is what you're going to get, Joel Embiid. But Philly fans, come on now. Now, y'all supposed to be, oh, the city of brotherly love. We love our teams. We love our Eagles. We love our Sixers and our Phillies. Y'all can't allow this to happen now.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Listen. Stephen A., you know this. Knicks fans going to travel. I was asked earlier this morning, did you question where you were during the course of that game yesterday? And I'm like, no, I knew exactly where I was. Because, one, because of the season that they're having, you're right, Shannon, Knicks fans travel. They travel fantastic. But I've also been in that building when it is not versus the Knicks. And Wells Fargo does rock. Those fans are about their team. But I just find it interesting that Joel Embiid, who has had some questionable moments in this series, particularly in Philly, went to fans as opposed to fourth quarter performances. I mean, I find that a little bit interesting. Yeah. I think to me, the conversation is more, to your point, Shannon, the respect for that Knicks fan base, because the way this team is playing, that fan base was going to show up wherever the game is.
Yes. Right.
Well, a couple of things. A couple of things to be missed here, right? Number one, this is Joel Embiid that we're talking about here. Do y'all know that with him on the court against the Knicks in this series, the Sixers have outscored the Knicks by 34 points in the 160 minutes with him on the court?
Mm-hmm.
But with him off the court, they've been outscored. The Sixers have been outscored by 38.
Wow.
It's that, it's
Monica's
that dramatic.
Raising her hand.
What's up, Monica? What's up, Monica?
You are saying that he has the right to make this point?
No, no, what I'm saying the point that he was making, yeah, I do believe he has the right to make the point. That's okay. Number one. But number two, let me also say this to you. When you go out there and you get, this is the ticket. See, the season ticket holders are the season ticket holders.
Yeah.
But then there's everybody else. Mm-hmm. Everybody else in the audience don't make up that season ticket base. You see what I'm trying to say? And that's where the invasion of the New York right. Knicks fans took fold. You see what I'm saying? You know, if the Philadelphia 76ers, if their fan base committed any kind of crime, it's that the Knicks fans beat them to Ticketmaster or whatever the hell it is that you needed to go through to get the damn tickets.
Right.
That's what happened.
Right.
You know how the fans. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, they're playing the Knicks. All right, man. I'll call later. I'll call at 12 noon, you know, after we finish working, and I'll call for my tickets. Nah, the Knicks fans was on the phone at 6 o'clock that right. morning. You understand? No, we going up there. We going up in there knee deep, and we going to take over. And that is what happened. That is exactly what happened. I was there for game 3. I was out here for game 4, but I was there for game 3, okay? And I'm telling you right now, I'm sitting there laughing. I'm like, yo, I feel right at home.
Right.
Yes.
You did say that.
The Knicks fans everywhere.
And Knicks fans are willing to pay those prices.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
to say I saw that performance. Think about it.
That's
it's
right.
worth it now.
That's
no
right.
matter what you pay for a ticket,
right.
to see Jalen Brunson score more points in that that's uniform right. for the Knicks than anybody else in the playoffs,
right.
it was well worth it. Whether you played $1,000, $2,000, or whatever you paid,
mm-hmm.
denomination of money was going to be too much for Knicks fans because they believe this is special.
Right.
So I agree with everything y'all said. There is one Philly fan that I do want to shout out. One, Dawn Staley, who completed her undefeated run with South Carolina.
Right, on the baseline,
loud and proud, real rowdy, on her feet when Isaiah Hartenstein picked up his fifth foul. She rang the bell. It was great to see you, Dawn. Sorry I had to go that way.
There is a problem with what you just mentioned, Eminem, because we all love the great Dawn Staley, who's absolutely phenomenal. But you also got to take little notes, Dawn Staley, from who you were sitting next to.
I did. That row was heavy.
She was sitting next to Julius Erving and Allen Iverson. And they were relatively cool.
Yeah.
Because they knew what was coming. They knew what was coming. They knew that this probably wasn't going to end well. You know what I'm saying? She should have looked at them a little bit more.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Can you remember the last time you had fun on a bike ride? Electric e-bikes, the number one seller of e-bikes in America, is here to bring fun and joy back to biking. The riders routinely say they feel like kids again riding these bikes, and one even said, I'm a 46-year-old man and can honestly say I haven't had this much fun on a bike since I was 10 years old. These e-bikes from Electric are fast, up to 28 miles per hour. They offer lightweight, foldable e-bikes, so you can easily take them on the go to explore national parks, campgrounds, and more. Even if you don't have a truck, trailer, or bike rack, many of their models will fit in the trunk of a car. They also offer long-range batteries that provide over 65 miles of range, so you can explore further and longer. Head over to electricebikes.com today and take their bike quiz to find a model that's perfect for your needs. That's electricebikes.com. Have a great day, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take Podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Ant Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns' late-game heroics led the T-Wolves to a first-round sweep of KD and the Suns. It was the first sweep in franchise history. Edwards scored 31 of his 40 points in the second half, including a highlight reel, one-handed jam, yes, sir, in the fourth. As for KD, Devin Booker in the Suns, it's never fun, folks, when the brooms come out.
Hopefully everybody's feeling the same type of hurt. And, you know, it has to be fixed. I have to be better. Kevin has to be better. Brad has to be better. Coach has to be better. If we're the leaders of the team, we can't be out there unprepared.
Yeah, we could be better in all areas. It's hard to pinpoint just one thing right now. I mean, when you reflect back on the season, I think that, like I've been saying, we just was inconsistent with our play and the style of play that we wanted. But that's as far as I'll go. I think we'll guys are dig deep this summer, work on what they need to work on individually.
No worse professional feeling in the world than getting swept in NBA playoffs. I've never been a part of it. I feel pretty low right now. I want to speak to our fans directly and say, you know, I share your passion. I'm as disappointed as y'all are. But, you know, we got beat by a better team.
All right, Essay, here's what I want to know. Do you feel like the T-Wolf sweep of Phoenix is more about Ant's dominance or the failure of the Suns' big three?
It's the failure of the Suns' big three. But I want to say, a superstar is official.
Was born. He's here.
He is here. You understand? There was MJ. There was Kobe. And now there is Anthony Edwards. It's like that. Ladies and gentlemen, a superstar has officially arrived in the NBA. We've seen talent. We've seen the Vince Carters of the world, the best in-game dunk I've ever seen. We've seen some spectacular performances. But when you see his willingness to play, his willingness to defend, his willingness to infuse whatever he has available to him, Shay Shay Eminem, to take over what's necessary, whether it's offensively or defensively, how he's the marquee and he wants to be the marquee. When you see the deference Carl Anthony Towns and others have exercised towards him. We stand aside. We know who the man is. That's when I'm bringing up MJ and Kobe. When you see, yo, y'all, a new day has arrived, and that's what this is. But I'm still going to talk about the Phoenix Suns. First of all, Frank Vogel is a champion as a coach. Mm-hmm. He's on the verge of being unemployed. He's on the verge.
One and done?
I think he's going to be one and done. I think the Phoenix Suns are going to make a change.
Wow.
I don't know that for sure, but that's what I've been hearing. I mean, he's in trouble. He's in trouble. Now, whether that's fair or not, I don't know. I will tell you this. They struggled miserably defensively throughout this year, particularly in the fourth quarter, and that was your signature. When you can't defend and you don't do stuff in the fourth quarter that you're doing in the first three quarters, and that has been your MO all season long and it was never fixed, and you don't see the players really gravitating towards him, I'm not telling you the man can't coach. I'm not telling you the man doesn't deserve to be a head coach in, the NBA. I'm telling you his future in Phoenix, in my opinion, I think it's one and done. I think Frank Vogel's going to be gone. You got Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal both making a $50 million next year. Devin Booker's at 49 plus. That's $150 million that you're obligated. I don't think this team is going to stay together. I think it's entirely possible that Kevin Durant's going to be gone. I'm not ruling anything out right now because this is a disaster.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it like this because I want to give y'all something to say. I'm not going to say everything. Here's what I will say about Kevin Durant. I warned him. I warned everybody that loves Kevin Durant. I love Kevin Durant. I said, yo, he's a two-time champion. And he's a two-time NBA Finals MVP. Surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. One of the greatest offensive players we have ever seen. And it ain't like he didn't show up.
Right.
It ain't like he didn't show up. But the bottom line is this. You left Steph Curry to join Kyrie Irving. You departed from Brooklyn to go to Phoenix. The situation was self-inflicted. And that, especially when you go out like this, is going to be as, if not more, remembered than the titles that you won with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying it's right. But I've told folks who will remain nameless that really, really were upset at me because of it. I said, this is what's going to happen when you have a great player like that that's home watching the playoffs with the rest of us. He's not going to get the sympathy from the basketball gods.
No.
He's just not.
It's been reported, I don't know if it's true or not, but Shams says that Kevin Durant was upset with his role with the team because he spent most of his time hanging out in the corner. Now, that's what Shams is reporting. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm sure Kevin Durant will come and says, that didn't come from me, and he'll shoot that down. The problem that you have is you don't have a point guard. Devin Booker is not a point guard. You can put anybody, like, well, he can handle the ball. You need somebody that can consistently facilitate the ball to get the ball to Booker, to get the ball to Kevin Durant. You took him away from his natural position. Now, he had great numbers, but nobody else. I mean, Kevin Durant's Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's going to get his. Bradley Beal was a huge disappointment because he was supposed to be the third option.
Yep.
And he gave you playing 39 minutes, and he gave you less than 17 points a game. He didn't play well. Last night, he gave you 9.6 turnovers, 6 fouls. That's not good enough. And he was supposed to be the third. He was supposed to be the third guy. He was supposed to, when Kevin Durant don't have it going, Book doesn't have it going, there is Beal. So you was always going to have somebody that could go get you 30 on a given night. When you have 82 points, and with the efficiency in which they gave you those 82 points, Monica and Stephen A., and to lose, their Ant-Man went crazy in the second half. But Devin Booker was step-for-step with him. Kevin Durant was step-for-step with him. And I told him, oh, don't nobody play defense. You don't need to worry about defense. They keep telling them they got no wing defenders. They can't defend it. And when Vogel had that great defense, look what they had. Paul George in his prime was an elite defender. He had Roy Hibbert in the middle. He had a Lance Stephenson. He had guys that could lock it down on the edge. And when you got to the paint, Roy Hibbert was throwing it out there. They don't got no defenders. They got no wing defenders. Book's not no defender.
They exchanged DeAndre Ayton with Nurkic.
Yes! But DeAndre Ayton could score. But I say this, the thing that I love most about Ant-Man, whoever got it going, Ant-Man said, let me get it. Kevin Durant started to get it going, he'll leave his guy and say, I got KD. Book get it going, I'll leave him, man. I'm going to go get Book. He and don't duck nothing. Monica, he don't duck no smoke, and I'm coming at you on the other end. Because you gave me a bucket down here. Hey, give me the ball. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. I'm going right back
Shannon,
at you.
So I agree with you 100%, Unc. And that's why, for me, this is actually more about Minnesota than it is about Phoenix. We are witnessing the real live changing of the guard in the league, right? You just opened the show, Stephen A., that saying that Ant Edwards should be the face of the league moving forward. I think it's hard to argue that case. I also think, as you guys all just pointed out, when this roster came together, we had questions, comments, and concerns, rate, review, scribe, 2 out of 5 stars. Like, we had questions initially. And so all of those things have come to fruition. I think their big three has played 41 games together. When you look at what they did as far as the big three, if you still want to hold on to that, fine. But you can't have two of the same things. right?
Right.
You didn't have a piece that was your utilitarian defender, Swiss Army knife. It was redundant. And for Bradley Beal, a guy who is very talented, but he's been hampered with injuries for years. You don't have depth. You didn't have enough size. So to me, we all, in some ways, saw this coming. And so it's far more about Minnesota. Chris Finch, who we hope is okay from that bump last night, who folks had questions about, right? He's been able to get this group activated. Those players seem to love him. The other day in the postgame interview, I think it was Ant, that's the coach of the year right there as far as they're concerned. Getting Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns to play basketball together in a real way, and all that they learned from that loss to the Nuggets in last year's postseason, Anthony Edwards taking this leap. Mike Conley, arguably, as your leader, your veteran, the guy that helps keep it all together, Jaden McDaniel, like, this is about the Minnesota Timberwolves going and attempting to match the Denver Nuggets as far as playing big boy basketball with a lot of size and being able to translate and knock out this Phoenix Suns squad.
I'm going to disagree with you, Eminem, because see, one of the biggest problems, well, I shouldn't say it's a problem, it's one of the things that's just absolutely adorable about you. You know, you find the positive. You'll find the silver lining. It's what you do. It's your MO. It's what you do. I mean, somebody could stick up the joint and you'll go like this.
Well, he just had a bad day. I mean, tomorrow, there's always a new day tomorrow.
I
get it. This is what you do. You understand what I'm saying? You're wonderful. You're absolutely wonderful. I'm not saying you're wrong about anything you said about Minnesota. If Minnesota had won the series, both of y'all on the money. It's that Phoenix got swept.
It's now, how they won.
It's a sweep in the first round. I mean, damn. That's nasty. That's bad.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant got swept. Devin Booker got swept. How many times did I say Devin Booker could be Kobe-esque? He just turned it on or whatever. Got swept. I understand losing, sure. But we got to remember, this is the biggest thing you didn't bring up, Eminem.
Tell me.
They swept Minnesota in the regular season?
Now, that argument, Stephen A., is making me sick. Because come on now.
Listen to what I'm saying. You swept them in the regular season. One of the biggest reasons was when Rudy Gobert was on the basketball court, you all were able to exploit him.
Mm-hmm.
The playoffs come, and you can't figure out how to do it one time. Not one game. You couldn't get it done. They got swept. Listen, it's very, very embarrassing when you are a champion, a former champion, when you're elite, when you're Hall of Famers, when you're All-Stars. I mean, Bradley Beal is one of those situations where my brother, I know he could play, but damn, you went to the nation capital. They're going to accuse you of contaminating stuff out there in the desert because how the hell you get that swept when your first time arriving and you get $50 million and you look the way that you looked? That's a problem, okay? But Kevin Durant being who he is, he means to basketball, to get bounced out four straight, damn, y'all. I mean, it's very few things that are bigger than that.
It's changing right before our eyes.
Six Steph consecutive Curry. Playoff losses for the Suns.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Steph Curry didn't even make the playoffs. Kevin Durant's gone. There's a chance LeBron.
The changing of the guard.
It's a new day.
A chance. He wouldn't let it happen. He said you won't celebrate on my coach.
Oh, please.
You won't celebrate on my coach.
Denver couldn't hit a garbage can in the basket right in front of them Saturday.
That was just
an aberration. That won't happen again. I mean, come on, missing all of them damn shots. They had so many wide open shots. I thought I could go out there and play for them.
Shannon,
I mean, they were wide open.
Shannon, are you puffing your chest out a little after that?
What about Rui? What about all the shots Rui missed? What about D'Lo in game three? What about D'Lo in game three? Ain't 4 points.
I thought we talked about game four, Shannon. You know, when you couldn't be found. See, you couldn't be found in game three.
What are we doing, Shannon?
Did I call you
Saturday?
You called me after game four.
Oh, my bad.
I couldn't find you after game three.
I had my minutes was out. I didn't have no minutes. I had to give me some weekend minutes.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
Come on with no minutes.
Oh, my God. He lost service on the train. You're ridiculous,
man. You got to be kidding me, man. Oh, my God.
Weekend minutes.
You better go to T-Mobile.
Yeah. I got me some weekend minutes. We good.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Stephen A., did you see what Monica's drinking? Look, hold it up.
Is this, I don't know what I'm walking into.
Stephen A., you know what that is, right? What's that green
something
drink?
Something you suggested.
It's called matcha, Stephen A.
He doesn't like it?
It's called matcha. No, Stephen A's on his wellness kick. We're going to get him on the matcha
cheers.
Train.
You look good, SA. Okay.
You look good.
Stephen A., you actually look like you got a little tan. Have you been walking on the beach? What's going on in Cali?
No, I've just been, but there's a lot of sunshine out here.
Yeah, you know, it looks like you
makes
got
me
a
happy
you
when
got
skies
a little
are
sun. You're glowing on the West Coast, Stephen A.
He with his boy. He with his boy. You ought to saw him. He with his boy. Hey, he was so happy to see me. Hey, man,
I'll stay out of trouble now.
That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll keep it rolling here, guys.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Candace Parker, a legend, hangs it up. All-time women's basketball great Candace Parker, who last played for the Las Vegas Aces before going down with a season-ending foot injury. She announced her retirement on social media Sunday, marking the end of a career for one of the sport's best players and for nearly two decades, one of the faces of the game. Here's a portion of what she posted on IG saying, "I promised I'd never cheat the game and that I'd leave it in a better place than I came into it. The competitor in me always wants one more, but it's time. My heart and body knew, but I needed to give my mind time to accept it." Monica, ooh, how would you describe Candace Parker's legacy?
Man, I know the compliment legend is being tossed around a lot, right? People say to me, and I'm like, whoa, haven't done enough. But I do think that she is a legend of the women's game. I mean, Candace, first of all, the accolades in and of itself. Multiple NCAA championships, multiple gold medals, multiple WNBA titles. But the one that stands out to me in her collection of very many is being the rookie of the year and the MVP, or the MVP her rookie year. Like, to me, the WNBA, there's an absolute curve. And for her to hit it and really kind of be one of the first utilitarian, non-position or positionless players in the WNBA at such a high level, what an incredible career she's had. And glowingly, her teammates speak of her so glowingly. Nneka Ogumike was on that Spark squad when they won a WNBA championship. She's the president of the WNBA PA. Tremendous, tremendous in terms of how much she learned from Candace, what she saw from Candace, her work ethic, what was required to win. So I'm very excited for Candace that she gets to go out on her own terms. And for the record, CP girl, she was leading the way with the edges. Go back and look at them tapes at the McDonald's All-American game when she's done. Baby girl has always had the baby hairs laid. And so I'm really excited for her to go off into her next chapter, full on into motherhood, family life, and entrepreneurship.
You're right, Monica. She's on the... When we start, we throw the term gold around and we talk about this or that, but she's on the very short list of greatest women college basketball, greatest college women players ever. You look at her accolades, and she was a defensive MVP. Yep. Let that sink in. So she's a finals MVP. She's a MVP. She's a most outstanding player in college. She's a Naismith Award winner, Wade winner. She has all the accolades to back it up. Led the league in rebounding. She was sensational. And like you said, everybody has a learning curve. She didn't have one because she came straight out of college, most outstanding player, and said, you know what? Let me follow it up with an MVP. You've only seen that once in the NBA. I think Wes Unseld won the MVP in his rookie season. And he was a finals MVP. Man, Candace Parker, she is on the short list. Now, you can, whoever you want the Cheryl Millers and you want the Stewies and you want the Tarazis, but she's up there. Maya Morris, you're going to have to put her on that list when you're talking about great, great women players. Candace Parker doesn't have to take a back seat to anyone.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't. You know, it's kind of hard when you consider so many of the things that have been said about everybody else. How do you find something different to say about somebody so special? And you really, really can't. You just got to simplify it. She's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
She's a winner as an athlete. She's a winner as a person. She's a winner in life. And she's going to be a winner in this industry because she does an outstanding job doing NBA games, working on TNT when she does that. She's an incredible talent. But looking at her resume, three-time WNBA champion, two-time national champion at Tennessee, two-time NCAA tournament most outstanding player, college player of the year, two-time Wooden Award winner, like you said, a defensive player of the year, WNBA Finals MVP, two-time WNBA MVP. I mean, my Lord. I mean, a two-time Olympic gold medalist. Mm-hmm. What hasn't she done? She's won on every level. And I had one of the great experiences that I had. I had to host an event last year sometime, and I was the moderator. And the panelist was Sean McVay, the coach of the Los Angeles Rams, and it was her. And to watch her up there to speak to this audience, she's just brilliant. She's a brilliant, brilliant young lady. And for her to accomplish what she has accomplished and to walk away this way, I mean, you know, listen, we're celebrating her now, but nothing that we do, nothing that anybody does, even the stuff to the boys on TNT last night and what they were doing, nothing's enough for somebody this great that has been a treasure to the industry and to the profession. And, you know, you just can't say enough about her.
Monica, what could she have been if injuries didn't rob her?
Ooh, Shannon. Ooh. Crazy enough, I'll just go recent history, right? That Las Vegas Aces squad won back-to-back titles in the WNBA for the first time since early 2000s when the Sparks actually did it, right? Candace Parker didn't have the opportunity to play the full season. Like, that would have been a runaway, running through the league untouched type of season for the Las Vegas Aces. And that's just recent history, right? But if you go back a little further, when she won in Chicago, she was coming off of an injury. To me, there's probably another MVP in there if she has the opportunity to stay healthy. And I gotta sit down and really think about it. If there's another championship, maybe in LA, it's starting to get a little tricky with the roster. But there's definitely just more accolades, for sure, if she's able to stay healthy.
Yeah, she's a legend, and she'll continue to grace us with her presence on TV, that's for sure. All right, we'll keep it rolling here, guys. The Lakers playoffs are still alive after a Game 4 119-108 win over the Nuggets. It was the Lakers' first win over Denver in nearly 500 days, snapping an 11-game losing streak. Here's Bron on the Lakers' lifeline.
Well, the only opportunity for us is just to play the next game, and we've given ourselves another life. We give ourselves another lifeline, and it's a one-game series for us. You know, so, Monday's game, I believe it's Monday. Yeah, Monday's game is the most important game of the season for us, and we understand that and we know that. So, you know, what's at stake? You know, if you lose, you're done. If you win, you keep going. So, it's not much to talk about.
All right, while the Lakers have led for nearly 100 more minutes than the Nuggets in the series, Denver can eliminate the Lakers for the second straight season tonight. Shea, do you feel like the Lakers have a lifeline after their Game 4 win?
Yeah, more on the lifeline. Hey, I tell you what, and come in there tomorrow, you're going to have a John Q moment. You have a change of heart about your opinion. I guarantee you that. You know what I'm saying, Monica? You see what the GOAT did? Did he take the game over? This series needed to be a 3-on-3. It needed to be Rui, D'Lo, and Austin Reeves versus Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., and KCP. And for the first time, That three for the Lakers outplayed the three for the Nuggets. Yo, Anthony Davis has played Nikola Jokic to a standstill. 31-16. I get mad at him sometimes because I know that's what he's capable of doing. He should be doing that on a nightly basis. But that's neither here nor there. We'll discuss that at a later date and time. But LeBron James, you see what he's giving you? I'm 39. Do you know what you were doing at 39? Not that. No 39 was doing that. Your GOAT could never, ever do that. I remember him when he was 39. We coming back to L.A. on Thursday, and I'm going to be in attendance. You heard it. Whoa, Monica, I need you to get the surprise off your face. Hey, get the surprise out your voice. We'll be back in crib at the crib. Not the crib, the crib on Thursday. Don't see me there. Beat me there.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of things. If we're so fortunate, for the Los Angeles Lakers to win tonight, I'll be there. I'll be there for game six. I'm hoping and praying that you're right. I'm not rooting against the Lakers. Hell, I don't want to go to Denver. I ain't apologizing that for anybody. I've made that very, very clear. Everybody knows that. Mile High City knows that. I'm at that damn high altitude. I still don't get over my stuffiness every time I get there, okay? These damn sinus headaches. But the point is this. The Los Angeles Lakers, well, congratulations. I mean, you get spanked 11 straight, and then finally you win a game. And so all of a sudden, so Shannon could come out of hibernation. You understand what I'm saying? We couldn't find you. Nowhere. Couldn't find you nowhere. All right. But then all of a sudden, they win a game, and now here you go. We going back to the crib. The crib. Yeah, whatever. Okay. They got to go to Denver tonight. I will say this. Jamal Murray, if he doesn't play, because – the depth that has been compromised, Bruce Brown, Jeff Green, being gone from last year's team, is coming back to haunt Denver in certain ways. You can see it. Michael Porter Jr., obviously Jamal Murray, them brothers have to show up. They showed up for the first three games, didn't really show up in game four. They got to do that. Jokic is Jokic. He's always there. He'll never let you down. But those other guys got to show up. And if Jamal Murray is not there, Jokic – usually, they're not the same Denver Nuggets team when Jamal Murray doesn't play. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if he plays this game. If he doesn't play this game and the Lakers win, they come back to crib. That'd be nice. That would be an interesting scenario. Uh-oh. No doubt.
So
let's get through tonight.
Monica, I just want to ask you one thing, Monica. Uh-huh. Nobody has ever came from down 3-1 in the NBA Finals.
Never. 151-0.
My guy did that. Nobody has ever come down from 0-3.
Oh, no. I'm saying I meant 3-0. No, 3-0, not 3-1.
I'm saying the NBA Finals. No team has ever come back from a 3-1 Finals deficit.
Not going to the...
Hold on, Steve. Why you interrupting me? You see what he's trying to do? You see what he's trying to do, Monica? Mm-hmm. You see what he's trying to do? I'm saying is this. My goal came back when nobody else had ever done it in the history of the game. Down 3-1 in the NBA Finals. He did that. Now, if he comes back from 0-3 against the MVP... G-O-A-T. That's what I don't, since we doing a lot of initials.
Yo. If LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers erase a 0-3 deficit and win this series, Shannon Sharp, I will allow you to have that discussion. I'd allow that.
Go ahead, Monica. Monica, I'm sorry.
That ain't going to happen.
Listen, I'm enjoying. The only thing that I will say about this, the Lakers have a lifeline for sure. This is why we got to play the games. LeBron James, who he is, the performance that Anthony Davis had, sure, tip of the cap, right?
Yeah.
I do go back to history in terms of being able to put together such stellar performances consecutively with AD. And as much as Michael Porter Jr. was an X factor in your conversation, Steve Adding, I'm looking at Aaron Gordon, who only has 7 points the other night. So this is still going to be a tall task, but the Lakers certainly have a chance.
All right, Shannon, I love your energy. You're making me laugh.